I'd bedded down on the roof of Circe's house, but never thought to climb back down again by the long ladder. Head first from the roof I plunged, my neck snapped from the backbone. My soul flew down to death. Now I beg you by those you left behind so far from here, your wife, your father who bred and reared you as a boy, and Telemachus left at home in your halls, your only son. Well I know when you leave this lodging of the dead that you and your ship will put ashore again at the island of Aeaea. Then and there, my lord, remember me, I beg you. Don't sail off and desert me, left behind unwept, unburied, don't, or my curse may draw God's fury on your head. No, burn me in full armour, all my harness, heap my mound by the churning grey surf, a man whose luck ran out, so even men to come will learn my story. Perform my rites, and plant on my tomb that oar I swung with mates when I rode among the living. All this, my unlucky friend, I reassured him, I will do for you. I won't forget a thing. So we sat and faced each other, trading our bleak parting words. I on my side, holding my sword above the blood, he across from me there, my comrade's phantom, dragging out his story. But look, the ghost of my mother came. My mother, dead and gone now, Anticlia, daughter of that great heart Autolycus, whom I had left alive when I sailed for sacred Troy. I broke into tears to see her here, but filled with pity, even throbbing with grief, I would not let her ghost approach the blood till I had questioned Tiresias myself. At last he came, the shade of the famous Theban prophet holding a golden scepter, knew me at once and hailed me, Royal son of Laertes, Odysseus, master of exploits, man of pain. What now? What brings you here, forsaking the light of day to see this joyless kingdom of the dead? Stand back from the trench, put up your sharp sword so I can drink the blood and tell you all the truth. Moving back, I thrust my silver-studded sword deep in its sheath, and once he had drunk the dark blood, the words came ringing from the prophet in his power. A sweet, smooth journey home. Renowned Odysseus, that is what you seek. But a god will make it hard for you, I know. You will never escape the one who shakes the earth, quaking with anger at you still, still enraged because you blinded the Cyclops, his dear son. Even so, you and your crew may still reach home, suffering all the way, if you only have the power to curb their wild desire and curb your own once more. From the day your good trim vessel first puts in, Athrinacia Island flees the cruel blue sea. There you will find them grazing, herds and fat flocks, the cattle of Helios, god of the sun who sees all, hears all things. Leave the beasts unharmed, your mind set on home, and you all may still reach Ithaca. Bent with hardship, true, but harm them in any way, and I can see it now, your ship destroyed, your men destroyed as well. And even if you escape, you'll come home late, and come a broken man, all shipmates lost, alone in a stranger's ship, and you will find a world of pain at home, crude, arrogant men devouring all your goods, courting your noble wife, offering gifts to win her. No doubt you will pay them back in blood when you come home. But once you have killed those suitors in your halls, by stealth, or in open fight with slashing bronze, go forth once more, you must. Carry your well-planed oar until you come to a race of people who know nothing of the sea, whose food is never seasoned with salt, strangers all to ships with their crimson prows and long slim oars, wings that make ships fly. And here is your sign, unmistakable, clear. So clear you cannot miss it. When another traveller falls in with you and calls that weight across your shoulder, a fan to winnow grain, then plant your bladed balanced oar in the earth and sacrifice fine beasts to the Lord God of the sea, Poseidon, a ram, a bull, and a ramping wild boar. Then journey home and render noble offerings up to the deathless gods who rule the vaulting skies.